This is a love feast from our recent trip to Germany.
I'll start with a little bit of history.
Back in 1953, there was a brother, Brother Joseph Heinen, Los Angeles Ecclesia, who was German, and he had connections with the German Brethren. And I can tell you that in 1953, they were still suffering from the rebuilding efforts of World War II. They had been defeated. They had been wiped out. They did not have resources to rebuild. Whatever you think happened as far as different Marshall plans and sending money back in to rebuild these countries, you can almost say don't believe it, because these people were still struggling. And in 1953, Brother Heinen convinced some brethren on this side and on that side to form an association to help them spiritually. So, kind of unusual for our perspective, the brethren were united over there under an association called the Dawn Bible Students Association of Germany. It's a legal entity registered with the German government. We're a little different on this side. That entity controls or manages the conventions, the general convention, etc. We're all separated here. It's different over there. Here's a picture from 1953 that their secretary of the association pulled out of his basement because of our visit. I recognized in the lower left-hand corner Sister Krecker. I had met Sister Krecker, knew Sister Krecker. And I recognized on the right-hand upper corner Brother Willie Paul. They were still alive and well and functioning as part of that organization when I was there 40 years ago. So it was sweet for me to see this picture. There were 7 Germans on the committee and 3 Americans, Brother Woodworth, Brother Pollock, and Brother Heinen. This is their current committee has, I think, 8 brothers. This is 5. There was a meeting on Saturday night of the association. They did all the things for the annual legal meeting, you know, signed papers, voted, approved minutes, elected officers. The current chairman is Brother Hubert Lipka. And if I phase out on the names, I'm going to ask for anybody who knows the names to tell me, okay? So this is Brother Lipka. He is from Hamburg, which is in the north. Brother Lipka is a bus driver. Don't let that fool you. He's a part-time bus driver, and he's a full-time Christian. This is Brother Stefan Thiemi, and he is the secretary treasurer of the association. He basically arranged our trip. We communicated through him, and he made the arrangements with the various brethren. On the far side, I'll show you close-up pictures, but there's Brother Bogdan, there's Brother Schultz, there's Brother Lutz Ruckman, there's Martin Schuler, and there's Brother Daniel Kapp. Many of you have met Sammy Stalder. Okay, Sammy used to live near Mannheim, but now they live up closer to Bonn. That's a little bit more north, and they're not close to Mannheim and Ludwigshafen like they used to be. So, Brother Sammy is active, vibrant part of this committee. Brother Daniel Kapp, formerly from Romania, now lives in Austria. A little bit more on his family. Interestingly, Brother Daniel, his degrees are French and English. He's got the native Romanian, and he's learned German because he lives in Austria and in Germany. You know that language is the same there. Yes, I forget his brother's first name, but this is Daniel. Okay, the committee, and that's his wife, Diana. And the committee members here on the left, I'll show you close-ups of these brethren, but it's, again, Brother Bogdan. Let's see what I have next. Okay, let's start with Brother Martin Schuler, and he's from Berlin. The class in Berlin has 4 people. He and his wife, Sister Oddstreak, and an older sister. And every time they say older sister, I think to myself, yeah, almost my age, huh? because you don't know what they mean by older sometimes. And one of the things that I want you to pick up on is that notice how young this group is. Now, I don't know if it's my perspective, but the first time I went to Germany, it was all a bunch of old people. And now I go there, and it's all a bunch of young people. Not all, but you get the point. And, you know, I'm big into, reading crowds. I get energy from crowds. I measure crowds' energy. I can tell the way they sing when one piano player plays and another piano player. I'm into stuff like that. This convention, the general convention, and let me preface it by saying, we visited individual classes and families before the convention. It worked out great because we had that initial get together, get to know you, had a dinner at each place. And then when we met back at the convention, which was just last Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it was like old home week. So it was a fabulous way to do it. Where was I? This is Martin. What I'm going to do is I'm going through the committee, then I'll go through the brothers who were the speakers, and I'll show you a couple other pictures. Okay, so this is the committee. Martin Schuller, Berlin. Brother Helbring Schulz, he's from the south. Bavaria is one of the older ones. He's one of the exceptions. Bogdan Shegdevich, you remember him from international conventions. He does all the technical stuff. Okay, speakers. There were about 80 brethren at this convention. You know, there's about 65 or so here. So if you add another 20 people, if you fill in these chairs here and a few there, that was the German General Convention. It's 3 days. It's always held on the weekend of Pentecost because in Europe, mostly in most countries, Pentecost is a bank holiday. Yeah, it's a national holiday. It ranks up there with, you know, Memorial Day and all that in the United States. So there was an English translation table on one side, and regardless of what the language being spoken, presented, it was translated into German, if necessary, Romanian, and English. The Romanians and the French sat basically at the English table. At the Polish table, there were about 15 people, where it was being translated mostly from German into Polish. There were three musicians playing. There was a keyboard, a flute, and a violin. Brother Martin was the first speaker. He started off with Ecclesiastes 3:10-11, and he's talked about God's time. There's a time for everything. And the translation he used, and you have to understand, we get this filtered, right? First of all, the brother's speaking in German, and then we have our interpreter. And then it's what our brain does with it and types it down. And now I'm telling you. So, so the translation he used was, he made everything beautiful in his time. And Brother Martin said, the world's growing. The technology is drawing people away from God. And he felt that most of the progress we see is not God's progress, but this is new ideas from Satan. Prolonging people's lives is only prolonging the old world. And he ended kind of with Matthew 6, do not lay up treasures on earth, for where your treasure is, that's where your reward will be. And of course, this was a 45-minute presentation I just gave you in 15 seconds. And he closed by saying, oh, he also spoke about the times. He said, this time is not the time of our Lord's reign. He said, this is that Satan is still here. Satan's still in time. The two of them are not going to be reigning at the same time. And he closed by saying, some might say these are hard words, but we live in the time we see things happening. We want to stay together as Bible students. We want to study together, and we want to ask for the Holy Spirit. So he gave a very dynamic discourse. Brother Stadler talked about Israel. Watchman, how far is the night? This is an old picture I saw again from 40 years ago. This is Brother Lutz Rutman. I think a lot of you know him. He came to the United States. He came to the Portland Convention. There's Lutz today with Elena in front of him. Another, he spoke on Israel also. There's a connection with Israel. Piotr Kreitzer was their guest speaker from Poland, northern Poland. His wife, Beata, and somehow he was tracing a family tree where he's actually related to the Davises. Well, you know, I can do that too. I can trace my family tree through the relatives and stuff. I'm probably related to Davis's too. Okay, brother Cap and his wife, Diana, is her brother lives in Paris with his wife. And so if you visit the French Brethren, you would meet that couple. Let's see if I have her picture. Yeah, there's Emilia, and her son is Slavic. Her husband is Slavic. Her son is Timothy, and they're from Moldova. His discourse was on Balaam. And, you know, I haven't heard the story of Balaam in quite a while. And he was extremely engaging. He spoke at a nice, understandable pace, and he told us how Balaam made the mistake of not making firm decisions. You know, Balaam still wanted to go and make that money by kind of cursing the Israelites, and he kept equivocating with Jehovah. And so that was an excellent lesson by Brother Cap. This was my favorite bonding experience. I met this young brother. His name is Samuel. He's from the town of Munster, which is kind of, it's on the west, it's up north. Okay, you know, the towns, the classes go Ludwigshafen, Dortmund, Munster, going up that left side of Germany. And he told this story, his discourse was on Israel's experiences with Phinehas and how the people rose up to play. And how the people were seduced by the prostitutes of Moab. And how the Israelite men went and fornicated with these and bowed down to their idols. And one of the powerful lessons that he gave us was not only did they kill these people that did this, 24,000 died in this incident, but the Lord decreed that the elders, regardless of whether they went or not, the elders should be executed. And he applied that to today, saying, what is the responsibility of our elders? Oh, I was moved by that point. Brother Christoph, I got to tell you, it was a surprise. Because Brother Christoph is quiet. He's not terribly skilled in German. He's come from Poland. And I didn't know what I was going to expect. This is Brother Lipka's son-in-law, and it was outstanding. He gave a talk on God's voice, and he recounted how God talked to Noah, how God talked to Moses, how God talked to Abraham. And then he quotes, at the end, he quotes from Hebrews, and he says, you know, in the old days, God spoke to us through his prophets, but in this time, he has spoken to us through his son. Oh, that was thrilling. Good job, Christoph. Brother Patis is a younger brother also. He was a deacon, asked to serve. He gave a talk on faith once delivered to the saints. Brother Halbrun ended with kind of the closing service and the love feast. That was Stefan. This is Stefan's family. Wilbring is his wife, son David. Daniel Coletta. Now we're in the class in the Ludwigshafen, which is somewhere between Stuttgart and Bonn, down there on the southwest side. Daniel is thriving. There is his wife and daughter. His sister is Viola, and her husband, Bogdan. Brother Kraus and Maria. I think Maria is an aunt to Stefan. I mean, there's a lot of connections here. The reason I'm showing you pictures is I'm hoping that one or two pictures will stick in your brain. And when you pray for the brethren in Germany, you have some visuals. Sammy again. Anik on the right. She's been to the United States multiple times. This is now the class in Hamburg. Hamburg's in the north, second biggest city in Germany. Germany's about the size of Oregon and Washington put together. I love this picture. This is my favorite because this was our meeting. You see what's on the table? It's all their Bibles spread out and open. They told me how much they wanted to study the Bible. I was thrilled. Sister Ruth, she is the sister of, what's his name in Milwaukee? Reinhold. You know, the whole Hasse family, related to the Kinsleys, etc. Brother Peter and Hubert's sister. Next stop was Dortmund. There's Lutz, Elena, their daughter Monica, and Elena's natural brother, Brother Pottas. Monica came to the United States with them all also, saying goodbye. This is part of also the Dortmund class. Dortmund is one of those rather American cities that has two ecclesias. Did you get that one? Yeah, I think you got it. Okay, this is Dortmund. And this is Ella. Ella was our translator. And I failed to mention that most of the people, the pictures I've shown you, they speak English. If you went there, you wouldn't have any trouble. Okay. This is the other class. There's one person missing from the class, but it's a four-person class. This is the Kotulis family, and Sven meets with them. He's a cousin. Next stop was Munster. This is Wanda and George, a Polish extraction. Samuel is their son-in-law. Wanda again. This is Dagmara. And Samuel, and that's Samuel's wife and little daughter. And we were able to, after we finished with Hamburg, go down and detour a little bit, made a left turn instead of going straight, and we visited Wittenberg. This is the door of Martin Luther where he pounded the thesis, the 95 thesis. So I walked on those stones. It felt good, his statue. And we also learned very clearly how many other men were involved. They honor the other men also. Very nice. The church on the left was where Martin Luther was originally first time ordained as a priest. The white building in the right-hand side corner is the monastery where he started to become a monk. This is a model of the castle in Wartburg where he was taken in protective custody and translated the Bible. It was a 10-month custody, and he was there incognito. The prince was protecting him from the papacy because there was like a price on his head. This is the Polish contingent at the table, at the translation table. Sister Lipiani. Oh, where did that come from? On the left and right, the two sisters from Berlin and Elena in the center. And I'm going to end with this. I'm coming close to blowing my TED talk, but you know the Germans drive fast, but they don't drive any faster than we do. The difference is that they do it on the Autobahn, and we do it on things called the Indianapolis 500 Raceway. And but the culture, and from my perspective, haven't been to Germany in, except for just buzzing through. The culture is much more European. In other words, I still had the stereotypes of the German mentality. Well, there's a little bit of that. But it's much more European. You can't hardly tell the difference between France and Germany and Italy. People were extremely friendly, helpful. But there is still a difference in East Germany. Now, East Germany is a little interesting to us because that's where the association's headquarters were. They were in East Germany, in what became East Germany for the dawn. The majority of the brethren were in East Germany. Those brethren have died off. There's very little young people in East Germany. I'm talking about worldly people. There's no Bible students, but all the young people have migrated to the West. Even, you know, no wall. We're going to go where the jobs are. So there's cultural changes. If you want to have the experience of your life, go to next year's German General Convention. I appreciate the being asked to go, and we gave it our best.